Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm your host, Albert Morales, and this morning's conversation is with OPM Director Norm Enger. Also joining us in our conversation is Don Shaw. Norm, you were a guest on our radio show in March 2004, and our listeners would be interested in an update on the progress of the e-government initiatives under your purview over the past few years. Let's start with the Recruitment One-Stop Initiative and the USA Jobs website. Can you give us some background on this initiative? How has it helped with recruiting qualified candidates, and how many visitors do you now have, and how many online resumes have been posted?
Well, this is one of the original five eGov initiatives. It was called Recruitment One-Stop. It's really focused on USA Jobs, a website. What happened is when I joined the government, there was an old legacy system, which was definitely in need of replacement, renovation, or whatever. So what happened is in August of 2003, we actually brought up a brand new replacement site. Now, let me mention that this is the primary site where a person goes to locate, search for, and apply for a federal job. All competitive federal jobs must be posted by law on this website. What happened is that in August of 2003, we shut down the old website on a Friday evening, and we were averaging 20,000 visits a day to that old website. We came live on a Monday morning, and fortunately, there were no glitches with the operation, but what did surprise me is on day one, we had 200,000 people on the site. We increased tenfold when people knew there was a new site. The new site is a complete, it's a modern site. The site appearance, the search engines, the resume builder, the guidance on the site, how to locate a job that meets your desires or qualifications. This has all been totally redone. It's now a modern, very robust site. So what's happened is that we're now averaging over 300,000 visits on the site per day, and that comes out to over 70 million people a year are actually going to this website. By every rating that we know, and we actually have third parties evaluate the site, 91% of the people that go to the site say they would return to the site and recommend the site to other people looking for a federal job. At this point in time, we have over 1 million resumes on the site. The site, I think, has met the earlier mandate I mentioned of e-government, namely, you transformed a business operation. You've done it in a relatively short space of time, and you can prove that it's been successful by the number of visitors and outside surveys judging how well the site services the U.S. public. The site is still evolving. Now we are trying to give the applicants more feedback as to the status of their application or resume to actually have it so they will know who's looked at the resume and what the next step in the hiring process is. This is a significant step forward into fixing the hiring process, which is a very high priority with the U.S. government and the director of the Office of Personnel Management. Where we are now is we're trying to have the site integrated more fully with what I call back-end systems in the agencies. Namely, they have systems that assess the applicant resume, and the more we integrate their assessment systems with the resumes produced by USA Jobs, the more you'll speed up the time it takes to hire somebody and the more you'll improve the federal hiring process.
That's a very impressive transformation. 2 years ago, we also discussed your efforts to improve the federal government's security clearance process. Could you describe how the e-clearance initiative has transformed this approach to granting security clearances in the federal government?
This is a very, very major topic area, especially after 9/11, when the awareness of security really intensified across the country. There are several aspects to e-clearance is the initiative which we're talking about now. It's one of the original five. The first thing that we did is we built a system called the Clearance Verification System. This system, it's the first time this was ever established. This system holds 98% of all active security clearances. This covers all of the civilian workforce, the DOD workforce, and also all contractors. So one of our major accomplishments here is to build a central database or a central system whereby authorized people can put a name in and rapidly find out their clearance status and who granted that security clearance. We also, under this initiative, we have moved forward to automate the forms people use to apply for a security clearance. One of the more common forms is called the SF-86. There are several other forms. What we've done is we have built electronic versions of all of these forms whereby it simplifies the process of filling out the application and also transferring the information to the appropriate investigative agencies. The third element of this is to develop the specifications to image background investigation information, the paper files that are produced by the investigators who do the background investigation. So the three pieces of this were the clearance verification system, the automation of the forms, it's called E-QIP, EQIP, and also the imaging standards to image background investigations. So in effect, what we've done here is we have moved from a paper-driven security clearance process to an electronic process. A very significant act was the 2004 Intelligence Reform and Terrorism Prevention Act. Based upon the mandate of this very important act, and based upon the progress in e-government, we are now looking that 80% of all background checks will be finished within 90 days by the end of 2006. As I said earlier, at this point in time, OPM is doing 90% of all the federal government's personnel background investigations. At the present time, we're conducting well over 1 million investigations a year.
Norm, one aspect of the human resources line of business is skill development, employee skill development. Could you share an update on the e-training initiative and the usalearning.gov website?
Essentially, what this was to accomplish was to build a web-based learning site where people could obtain from the internet, from a website, courses, books, mentoring, the various things required to develop competencies and skills. We launched in July of 2002 a very, very simple site. It was extremely basic. At that time, Mark Forman was in charge of e-government. Now it's Karen Evans. Mark Forman was there, and in effect, we launched the site. We had a handful of courses, maybe 30 or 40 courses. We had a handful of books. It was a very, very humble beginning. Since July of 2002, it's really grown very, very rapidly. We now have four providers of web-based training services under the e-training initiative. We have GoLearn.gov, which is operated by OPM, which is the site that I mentioned that we brought up in July 2002. We have FastTrack, F-A-S-T-R-A-C, a site operated by NSA. We have a site operated by Department of Commerce, NTIS. And our newest web provider is Department of State, the Federal Service Institute. They all are working with us under the e-training initiative, and we have, in effect, an advisory council that works with all of these providers. And what's happened is now we have 1.3 million registered federal people using the courses and materials under the e-training websites. These courses, we now have thousands of courses, not 30 courses, but thousands. We have hundreds of books. We have collaboration on the site. We have mentoring. The site keeps on getting richer and richer, and it's become a primary vehicle to educate and help the federal workforce build knowledge, skills, and also competencies. The site keeps on expanding in terms of what it's offering. A very significant aspect now is we're moving into career planning or pathing on the site. We worked with the Chief Information Officer Council, and we developed basically a career path for people in information technology. We mapped out what they should know from an entry-level position in IT to becoming a Chief Information Officer. A person can go into this site and see at every step in their career in IT what they should know in terms of knowledge areas, skills, abilities, and they're able to, in effect, plan a curriculum. And using our USA Learning, they're able to, in effect, start taking courses, and the site will help them to track their training and their curriculum. So, in effect, you've moved now from just having courses and materials to actually helping people move forward in a well-defined career. This really is improving competencies. We plan to follow this model of building competencies. We're now working with the HR community, the acquisition community, and the financial community to, in effect, add to this web-based training career pathing or planning facilities similar to what we did with the IT community. Let me also add that we have established a council. It's called the Learning and Development Advisory Council. Now we have 23 agencies, and we have these four service providers all working with us on this council, which in effect, as a government, is looking together saying, how can we better use web-based training to improve and help the federal workforce? This ties very, very much into the whole move to pay for performance, because you have to have people properly trained to do their job in order to be able to have them able to give the results you want, which ties to their performance on the job.
How is OPM supporting electronic payroll? We will ask HR Line of Business Director Norm Enger to explain this to us when the conversation about management continues on the Business of Government Hour.